the Department of Veterans Affairs has been trying hard to reduce the use of powerful painkillers and other drugs. It's embraced alternative treatments despite a lack of research on their effectiveness. The latest offering, wheelchair Tai Chi. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN in Nashville reports.
Zibin Guo leads the slow-motion poses of this ancient martial art.
Cloudy hands to the right. Cloudy hands to the left.
There's a pool table and jukebox in the corner of this rec room at the VA hospital in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Eight veterans sit in wheelchairs.
Now we are going to open your arms, grab the wheels, a 180-degree turn.
The participants swivel about face and continue to the next pose. Guo modified Tai Chi to work from a seated position to make it easier, even for vets who can walk. With the help of a grant from the VA, Guo is now expanding to VA hospitals in Texas, Florida, and Utah. He believes the focus on breathing and mindfulness, paired with manageable physical activity, can improve a variety of ailments.
When you have a good amount of body harmony, and people tend to engage in proactive life, so that helps with all kinds of symptoms.
Nearly every VA hospital now offers some kind of alternative medicine, like yoga, mindfulness, and art therapy. In addition to making a vet feel better physically, the VA also wants those alternative therapies to help with conditions like post-traumatic stress disorder. Thomas Sales says his latest panic attack caught him by surprise.
The night before last, when we had the thunderstorm and the thunder. The thunder is a big trigger for some people.
He has panic attacks regularly, even though it's been 25 years since he fought in the first Gulf War with the Navy Special Warfare Command.
You'll find yourself flashing back to the times when you were out there with the fellas, and you just kind of snap. And I found myself, for some reason, just thinking about the breathing techniques and the doing the heaven and earth. And breathing deep and slow.
Sales says he knows it must look crazy when he reaches to the sky and then sweeps his arms to the ground, and there was a time he would have agreed. Most of these patients had some skepticism going in, but Vietnam veteran Jim Berry says he's convinced.
My daughter sent me a T-shirt that sums it up. Tai Chi is more than old folks chasing trees.
The former Marine admits that he used to watch groups in the park moving in unison. He failed to see the point. But now he credits the practice with helping him quit smoking.
No cigarettes for 3 months now.
For Zarita Crony, a veteran with the National Guard, Tai Chi has also helped with chemical dependence. She's cut down on her use of opioids for pain.
My whole life was revolved around, oh shoot, when can I take my next pill? When can I take my next pill? I've gone from about 90% of my day being on my bed to being able to come out and be social and you know.
The VA has been aggressively trying to wean vets off high-powered narcotics, using prescription data as a key measurement to judge hospitals across the country. The VA acknowledges that alternative treatments don't fare better than placebos in most studies. But physicians suspect many of the high-powered pills aren't always helping veterans either, and the drugs carry more risks. Aaron Grobengeiser, who oversees alternative medicine in this VA hospital, says the VA will start to measure whether alternative therapies help reduce prescriptions.
This is going to be an avenue to really help address that group of folks that are really looking for ways to manage those types of conditions without popping another pill.
Grobengeiser says Tai Chi won't replace medications, but for many, it may help. The VA is especially targeting service members who've just separated from the military in an effort to become part of a veteran's weekly routine, not just a place to turn for a prescription. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
This story is part of a reporting partnership with NPR, Nashville Public Radio, and Kaiser Health News.